Om Shanti, and welcome to the special session for teachers and right hands. And may I ask first about the translation, that who are the ones who need translation, if you understand what I say? Maybe asking another way, who are understanding English, if you raise your hand? Yes, that is a better question. Yeah, it looks like that everyone has translation there who are needing it. So, we have this special session with Sister Meera, and no introduction is needed. Everyone knows Meeraben, and but what I especially see in her, she has amazing speciality from Baba to share Gyan in the way that it really touches both the head and heart. It's like an arrow that pierces you. So I am sure we are going to have very, very powerful class. Welcome, Sister Meera.
Thank you. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So special welcome to this gathering of special souls. If you imagine Bab Dada sitting on the stage and speaking to you, what would Baba call this gathering as? How would Baba see the gathering of all of you souls? Of course, literally we call teachers, but in fact, each and every one of us are sevadari, Dadi Janki, always like to address as instruments as sevadari, on service, on godly service. Of course, we are also called as God's helpers, Khudai Kismatgar, God's helpers. We are also called right hands, Baba's right hands. Another title Baba gives is the arms of Brahma, Brahma's Bhuja. Each one of us are arms, Baba's arms. So we have to live according to our title, right? So some VKs think to call oneself a teacher is a qualification. It is not. It's not that you get the title. It is not a title given with some qualification. You know, Brahmin means to study and to teach. Both. We study in the morning, we teach in the evening. And so, we are friends of Baba as far as teacher role is concerned. I always feel it's a great fortune that in foreign countries, all of us have the opportunity to be a teacher. Which means all of us have the golden chance to be Baba's instruments. Because if we did not, so many centers and so many countries would not have had Baba's centers. You know, it's because each one of you have kept the courage to take the initiative to go to a new place, take a job, rent a house and start in one room some class. And that is how the expansion is going on. So we have this feeling deep within that we want to share what we have received with others. Now that is the purpose that we have taken up this role. It is sharing only. You know, I remember Dadi Janki always said, don't consider yourself to be a teacher. You are always a student. A good student is going to become a good teacher. Without being a good student, you cannot be a teacher. But if you think you are a teacher and teach someone, nobody is going to study from you. Because everybody have their own ego. And I say, you are a student, I am a teacher, so I'm teaching you. No, we are all students. So don't ever forget. Dadi always said, I am a student, I don't have a center, I don't have a student. I am a student myself. But of course, Baba makes someone instrument to introduce Baba, you know, and bring them close to Baba. So I would say to be humble, to play my role as God's instrument, let me consider myself to be Sevadari, God's servant. You know, Baba himself says, I am your obedient servant, I come to serve you. Right? And so we are also obedient servants of Baba. And so teaching can be on many levels. You see, yesterday Mohini Ben said something very nice for us to keep in mind. One is you can share Baba's knowledge through words. So that is literally teaching what you are experiencing, you are sharing. But what Mohini Ben said yesterday, it touched me very much, was that you give them the power, make them feel the power together with your words so that they can have an experience. You know, sometimes Baba says, while giving course, you must have force in the course. See, she was saying that Dadi Janki, when she went to London, she couldn't speak English, but she would always say, I will sit with you. You give course, I will give force. You know, you give light, I give might, sakash. Because you need to create an atmosphere for the souls to absorb what you are saying. Without having an atmosphere, souls cannot be, you know, they cannot be absorbing what you say. Words could be sweet. So, first of all, I would like to share with you what are the qualities necessary for being an ideal teacher, ideal Brahma Kumari, ideal right hand. Okay? 10 things I want to share. Number one, we as example, teacher means example. We need to follow the principles, maryadas, disciplines that Baba has laid down for us from Amrit Vela onwards until night time. So it is self-service and service of others. When you are following all the principles, maryadas, you are doing self-service and you are an example, you are a mirror for others, how to lead a Brahmin life. You know, nowadays people like to see an example, not a preacher. Preacher only stop, they don't act. But we need to do what we say. That is what Brahma Baba did. So that is one qualification which is necessary. Secondly, we need to follow Brahma Baba's footsteps. Follow the father and mother. Because son shows father, student shows teacher, daughter shows mother, they say. So who is my teacher is revealed through our practical life. The teachings that we put into action, dharana. You know, some people were asking me, what is the definition of dharana? Dharana means using knowledge in action. Using knowledge in action is dharana. Like for example, today Baba said, sweetness, royal souls are always sweet with manners. So that means I must have dharana of that point, means usually use it in action. So people will know what God taught. Yeah? So I would say, from Madhuban, you take this gift, each teacher become a living library, a living book. Others can read from your life. That's easier because action speaks louder than words. So when I do what I say, it's easy for others to follow. So the second thing is to follow Brahma Baba footstep, because Brahma Baba was the best student, best teacher in the world. He taught us everything by doing it himself. No, that is why the slogan the teacher should remember, whatever actions I perform, others will copy and do the same. And furthermore, whatever attitude I have, I create an atmosphere through my attitude. You are responsible. And thirdly, a teacher, an ideal teacher, is all-rounder, tireless, That means I should be able to do any kind of service. I don't pick and choose, oh, I can do computer work, I can't do the cooking, I don't know. See, Baba taught Dadis all kinds of things. That is why when they came to India, when they were sent to different parts of India, they were alone. They could manage. Because in 14 years, Baba taught them everything, even though they did not even know how to light the fireside to make hot water. That much they did not know. So be an all-rounder, you know, and ever ready, tireless. There should be no excuses. I don't know. Don't use this word from the dictionary today. Take it out. Pata nahi, pata nahi. Daji Gulzar said, if you keep saying pata nahi, you will be cut off from the kalpa tree. Pata kat jayega. Don't say, you are knowledgeful. Trikaldarshi, how can you say pata nahi? You know. Yeah, if you don't know, you say, you teach me. I will do it. You teach me. That's it. So, three things important. All-rounder, ever-ready, tireless. You know, I give you one example. You know, all-rounder Dadi Gadi Gulzar's mother? How she got that title? So, one day in the yagya, there was lot of work to do. And everybody who was supposed to do came to Sakar Baba and gave excuse. Baba, I can't do this today. I can't do this. Old man, what he can do? Everybody giving excuse. Boli Dadi said, everybody giving excuse, what can I do? So all-rounder Dadi was sitting there and observing, listening. She felt very pity for Baba, you know. She told Baba, from today onwards, Baba, anybody say no to anything, you remember me. I will do that job. So what happened? Next day, test came. From Amrit Vela until night, she was doing all kinds of job. All, never done before. But she never said to Baba, no. So you can imagine that is why Baba gave her the name All-Rounder. You want to get the title All-Rounder? We have to, because in foreign countries we are alone. You know, in India we got 10 hands to do one thing. There we have to do 10 things one person. So you must be an all-rounder. And for that, one secret is, you must always have an attitude of learning. You know, learning, I want to learn. Wherever you go, observe, learn and keep it. You know, when I came, I was 18 years old, just finished my graduation. I also did not know so many things of the yagya, but one thing I kept in mind was, I want to learn. So I observe how Dadi do cooking, how she make bhog, you know, all these Brahmin way of doing things, how to bring bhog, offer bhog, all these things, observe only. Nobody trained us. So then we started doing. So don't say, oh, I don't know. Observe when you are doing, even in Madhuban. I tell brothers, you see the way they put the microphone on the stage, so accurate. See how just now you saw? Sometimes in the center people don't know how to put the microphone. So learn, you know. How they put the microphone, how they take back the microphone. Everything we have to learn. Everything we should know to do. Of course, another thing is, we don't interfere in other people's responsibility, but we know. So third qualification, all-rounder, ever ready and tireless. And the third importance is honesty. We have to be honest with ourselves, honest with the seniors, honest with Baba. In and out the same. Then only they can understand you and deal with you much better. But if I'm inside out, then one outside one difficult. And the number five, which is very important, is that I should be able to, you know, appreciate living in the yajna, because we are yajna, part of the yajna. We should be yajna snehi, yajna sahyogi, cooperative, protector, loving to the yajna. As teachers, as instruments, right hands, we should bring souls close to the yajna. You know, we should, like Dadi Janki always teaches us, learn the art of creating the fortune of other souls without asking for anything. Because Brahma Baba don't like asking for anything. Baba's slogan is, it is better to die than to ask. But then you should also, as a teacher, you should be able to create the fortune of other souls. How? How would you create the fortune of other souls? You can't give a class. You can't give a lecture, create a workshop. No. How did Dadis create the fortune of souls? Through their tyag, tapasya. So teacher means tyagi, tapasvi. You know, through our renunciation, through our intense meditation, we inspire, not ask. How Dadi Janki is expert, you know, in this art. She creates the fortune of other souls without asking for anything. So the more souls' fortune you create, the more your share increases. So this is something all teachers should learn. Even though we don't take anything from anyone, how will the yajna run? It is we use our body, mind and wealth. So you need to have renunciation, tapasya. That is how when Dadis came on service, what made centers open in the beginning? It's the renunciation. They didn't ask for anything, but they led a renunciate life and tapasya, one Baba and none other. What is tapasya means? Not sitting in Baba's room for 8 hours. Tapasya means to have that unadulterated love for Baba under difficult situation. One Baba and none other. You know, no matter what kind of difficulty came, so Dadis were able to inspire souls through their tapasya and tyag. So ideal teacher is an image of renunciation, image of tapasya. And that is why they can do selfless service. This is something we really need to underline. See, there are three compartments in Brahmin life. State, relationship and seva. Most of the time we have seen our stage is disturbed because of relationship, because of seva. So any seva I do, if it creates obstacles, if it spoils relationship, better don't do that service. Better don't do that. Because it is not going to create your fortune or fortune of others. And so I really need to make sure the seva that I do is selfless. There is no order of I and mine in the seva that I do. It is this that is bringing lot of obstacles. So seva can spoil relationship, and relationship can affect my stage. So one thing I always share with teachers, instruments, don't make seva a means of sustenance. Seva is not a method for sustenance. If you are using seva as your sustenance, you will be lost. You know, this is what happened during COVID time. For 2 years, there was no service. Many instrument souls left the center because there was no service to do. They were taking sustenance from the seva, giving lecture, conducting workshop, all kinds of things. That thing was happening. But sustenance should be taken from Baba, Murli, Amritvela, the principles, that is our sustenance and not seva. Seva is, game. Baba says, seva is like a toy to play with for us. But if you create your stage on the basis of seva, then the seva cannot be obstacle free. So all the teachers must keep the aim to get 3 certificates in this Brahmin life. Obstacle-free stage, obstacle-free relationship, obstacle-free seva. That means you pass with honor. Like today Baba said, you pass with good marks. So what is obstacle-free stage? Constant, stable, unshakable. No matter what situation comes, the situation will come and go. My stage is mine. I can take care of it. Let situation come and go. That's what Baba said yesterday also in the slogan. In order to face delicate situation, you have to make your stage strong. If your stage is strong, even any kind of situation will change. Obstacle-free relationship means, as Baba said today, living like milk and sugar. Harmony in relationship, mixing nature, no conflict, just like Baba said, in golden age there is no conflict, they live together as milk and sugar, no complaints, no conflicts. And obstacle-free seva means selfless seva. So that is why it is very important for teachers, instruments, right hands, to remember Karan Karavanhar Baba. Karan Karavanhar Baba is the one who is doing and he is getting it done. I am only instrument. Even that instrument consciousness can bring ego. Even if I have to go beyond it, I should not call myself instrument. Others should say, oh, God has chosen the right instrument. He is doing it through this instrument and getting it done. So I have to practice Karan Karavanhar consciousness in two ways. Firstly, when I am using my body, I the soul, I am Karanhar, the one who does. I am also Karavanhar, the one who makes the sense organs do. So that means I am immune to the result of the action. I don't take any credit. You see, most of the time what happens in Brahmin life, when we do some service for Baba, and when everything goes well, people praise you, you say, oh, no, I did not do anything, Baba did everything, you know, for the sake of humility. But inside, you feel little happy, I did very well, I gave good lecture. Inside, I become happy, but outside, I say Baba did, that's okay. But suppose you did something, and then people commented, hey, you did not do it so well, this is not the way. You say Baba did it, then you get hurt. Oh, they don't like when I do something, next time I won't do it. So, did I have the Karan Karavanhar consciousness? If I was humble enough, then I will say thank you. I will improve next time. You know, this consciousness of I and my is the greatest obstacle in our role as being a teacher. Actually, we know very little. We only know one drop from the ocean. We think we have swallowed the ocean. Just like Baba gave the example, a little mouse run around the grocery thinking it is the master of the grocery. Actually, no. So this is why another important dharana for the teacher is you should be open for correction. Don't feel offended. Don't feel upset. Don't be delicate when you are corrected. Because I am learning. In learning, I will make mistakes. So, when somebody correct me, I should thank them, not having wrong attitude. You know, learning attitude will help you to correct and move forward. That is why I think we need to have a lot of self-respect. When your self-respect changes into self-ego, that is when all this problem come. So it is very important that we want to learn, we make mistake, we accept mistake with positive attitude, we open for correction. So in that way, seniors will have the right to help us to make move forward in this life proper, you know. And my own experience, to be an ideal teacher, I also need to make sure, you know, I spend morning 4 hours in silence, self-study, evening service. That is ideal. 4 hours self-service in the morning, 4 hours service of others in the evening. When I am serving others without serving myself, that service brings lot of obstacles. So this is why self-service and service of others must be balanced. And we should always remember, even if you are alone in the center, you are on the drama stage, world drama stage. The whole world is watching you. Every act of yours will be, you know, echoing like the dome. So I should be very careful. To become a teacher means to come on the stage. Hero actor. Everybody will observe everything you do. Or you can even think about yourself as being the showcase in the showpiece. You are a showpiece in the showcase. You know, people will make deal with Baba seeing the sample, isn't it? You are the sample. You are the example. So you have to be simple and humble. To be a sample and to be example, you have to be simple and humble. So seeing us, many souls can be inspired to come close to Baba. You know? Because nowadays, Baba says you have to show your future, features. Future through your feature. What I am going to become through my features. That means my dharana. And now, what is the aim all of us have? To become an angel. Deities in the golden age, but now, right now, angel. So our life should be like a mirror, reflecting what Baba is making me. So others can automatically learn from me. So one thing which is very important for being an ideal teacher is total surrender. You know, as long as I have ego of the intellect, everything you can surrender, body, wealth, everything. But one thing difficult to surrender is the ego of the intellect. So when I am totally surrendered, complete surrender, then Baba can use me as his instrument. Because, you know, I have to allow Baba freedom to use. See, there are three things. One is you can be Baba's instrument. You can be Baba's puppet, Dadi always likes. When you are surrendered, you are like a puppet. Baba makes you move. The promise teachers have to make with Baba is, whatever you give me to eat, wherever you make me sit, whatever you make me do, I am happy. Because we trust Baba, that Baba is truth. And whatever he will do the best, you know. So in that way, we are able to allow Baba to use us. So puppet, instrument, and then channel, God's channel. Allow Baba to make you the channel. Like Gulzar Dadi is a channel. Baba uses Dadi to such an extent that, you know, she doesn't even feel like, you know, she sits for 12 hours and after that she will just get up and go as if she was just got up from the sleep no tiredness, no sleepiness. So let Baba use me as his channel, as his puppet. So one is surrender, another is sacrifice. Sacrifice means the identity of I is totally lost. Totally lost. I merge into Baba. Finish. So everyone who would see me only Baba and nothing else. So this is why, you know, whenever we come onto the stage, I asked Dadi Gulzar once, what is the magic you all have, Dadis have, that as soon as you all come on the stage, there is the atmosphere change. There is total silence and people feel God's presence. What do you practice beforehand in order to give such experience? So Dadi Gulzar said two things. That they have practiced for a long time, not on that day. One is being obedient to Baba. Never ever used Manmat, Parmat. Every step Srimat. Second thing, whatever Baba said, they did immediately. They understood the bhavana. Very important. No, Dadi Janki many times has pulled our ears. You people don't understand seniors' bhavana. You react immediately when they say something. Because you don't understand the intention, bhavana behind their words. So Dadis were able to understand the bhavana. And so their sanskaras became very close to Baba's, became equal. So this has been in their sanskara for a long time. So when they come on the stage, that blessings that they have received works wonders. Total silence. You know, we don't need to ask people also to keep quiet. Even when Bab Dada comes, you have seen 20,000 people in the Diamond Hall, silence. So we, as Baba's instruments, we should allow Baba to use us, you know, make Baba to available for Baba to use me so that I can give the presence, feeling of presence of God without God being present there. That's a wonder. Nowadays, that is what we have to practice. And the most important thing for us as Baba's right hands, Baba's instruments, Baba's sevadaris, you know, to make sure that we are transparent with Baba. Because the more transparent we are, the more responsibility we are given. On what basis responsibility is given is transparency. You know, Baba trust. So I need to become trustworthy. This is another challenge I give you as your homework. Work on this quality as a teacher to become trustworthy, so that seniors can be free from my worry. They don't need to be worried about me wherever I am. They know I can take care of myself, but I can also take care of others. You know, you don't become a patient, but you are a doctor in a way. You know, so I remember one story, you know, Mohini Ben from New York. When she was 16 years old in India, she went to have an appointment with the minister. And when she met him, he asked her, "What do you do, daughter?" No, Bitya, Bitya, like that. She said, "I help God." She was 16 years old. He was shocked. What? Everybody asking help from God? And this little girl says, she helped God. She said, "You come back to me, I will talk to you." She made an appointment. Then she came back again and she explained to him what she does, how he helps God. So he was really touched. So from now, you practice. Don't ask God to help you. "I am an instrument. Baba, you help." No. Baba is doing everything. 99%. I am helping God. "Oh God, help me." No. From now, I am helping God. One little finger. How much I can give. The rest of it Baba is doing. So in that way, whatever actions you are performing, others will have vision of God. Not me. I will become insignificant. So there is a lot of difference, you know. God help me and I am helping God. We are working in partnership. Task is very big. God is big. He can do anything. I am only little. So I give my little finger cooperation. And that is also my fortune, you know. So I think in this confluence age, we are very, very fortunate. Baba has selected us, elected us to be his helpers. So, as Baba said 2 days ago, you know, when a task is given by a master to the servant, what will he remember whole day? Servant and master. Seva and master. So we are also God's servants. What we should remember? God and Seva. So Dadi was once explaining to us the difference between Hindi word Seva, English word service. There's a lot of difference. In Hindi, when we use the word seva, it has humility in it, bhav, bhavna. You do seva out of bhavna, go to temple, go to old people house, you know, you do seva out of bhavna, not for salary. But when you do service, government service, you for salary. So service will remind you of the return that you want to get. But seva, no. It's bhavna. That is why they say what the right hand does, the left hand should not know. When you do some seva, you should not describe it. You know, you have done it, you have created your fortune. By speaking about it, you lose 50% of it. And so, I feel that subject of seva is put in our, you know, curriculum because it's a method for us to create the fortune of ourselves and for others. And also it is one of the subject that practically gives us an opportunity to demonstrate knowledge in our practical life. So this is why it is very important to remember Baba before doing anything. Invoke Baba. Invoke Baba, even little things. You know, so that Baba is first, he is the one who is doing, I am just following. So there is always success. So it is very important, you know, for teachers, for right hands, to seek for advice and direction from the seniors at every step. If they say no, just drop it. Don't try to convince them, don't try to prove you are right. No. If it is right, Baba will also give them the touching to give me the right direction. So I just need to be humble enough to accept the direction and do it accordingly so that I am able to experience success. So it is more, you know, opportunity that is given to us according to the drama to be Baba's right hand. That means those who are right hand, they are the ones who are used by Baba first. Even like physically when we want to do something, we lift our right hand first. So Baba remember right hand children. Right hand children means strong, always perform righteous action, always do the right thing, speak the right word, you know, so that I am righteous. So Baba's vision is on such souls. So the right hand will become an air quality souls. You know, first is trustee. As a teacher, as a right hand, live a life of trustee. When you have created a record of being trustee over a period of time, you automatically become an air quality soul. So it is not a profession, please. Teaching is not profession. We are sharing what we have received from Baba with others so that they can also create life. Right? So it is sharing. It is not a profession. And so it must be done from the heart. That is why Baba says there are two types of teachers. One who teach from the heart, they get lot of praise from people immediately. Others who teach from the, you know, those who teach from the head, they get lot of praise immediately. Those who teach from the heart receive lot of blessing. What do I want? So check yourself, am I teaching from the heart or am I teaching from my head? So with experience, from my experience I share, so it touches the hearts of others. So that is what is now necessary. So become an authority of experience, so that experienced souls are always, people are seeking for such souls, and you are able to give experience to souls. So that is, that should be our aim. So it's already 5:30. Next class is calling for you. So I will stop here. If you have any question, one or two questions, we can take until traffic control. Anything anybody wants to ask? I am happy to see so many of you taking the initiative to play this role for Baba offering. It's great, congratulations. But anything you would like to clarify from what you have heard, please.
Thank you. I'm Shanti. I would like, if you can explain, please, in a very short way and in a very easy way, the difference between Karan Karavanhar, Karavanhar, and Karanhar. The three aspects.
See, Karan Karavanhar is the full title. It is divided into two parts. Karanhar, the one who does. Like now, I, the soul, I am Karanhar. I am the one who is speaking. But I am also Karavanhar. I am making my mouth speak as a master. So I am the master using my mouth to speak. When I don't want to speak, I can stop. I can choose what I want to speak. Because I am Karavanhar, making my mouth work. Same thing, Shiv Baba is Karan Karavanhar. He comes in the body of Brahma. He is Karanhar. He does through Brahma. And he is Karavanhar. He gets things done through Baba instruments. So it is two tasks, Karan Karavanhar. The one who does and inspire others to do. So in that consciousness, ego cannot come. I don't do anything. Anybody else, anything? All are happy? Huh? So just to keep in mind, you know, now work on being such a trustworthy instrument that seniors can be free from your worry. And also, now we have to step up a little bit, become mature so that we can play several roles at the same time. We are able to be a mother, mother, sister, teacher, servant, all kinds of roles we can play, being an all-rounder. Okay, anything else? Who done? Yes? Sylvia.
Thank you for the class, Sister Mira. A question. You know, we have a ring... We have ring ceremony for first-timers. Is there any kind of a ceremony we should do when a teacher is ready to take on this role to make it feel special in the center? Or do we, I mean...
In the center, we don't do ring ceremony.
No, not ring ceremony. I mean, for a teacher, is any kind of a way to show that, yes, you are stepping up into this role. Is there any kind of a ceremony that's done?
No, there is no ceremony.
Okay.
No, it just happens naturally. It just happens naturally. For example, my experience, I came to knowledge. I never take course. I did not speak Hindi, you know. I just came one day to the center and I stayed there and never went back home. And then I stayed with Dadi, and she speak Hindi, I speak English. We both communicated like that. And I did not know the knowledge. There was an exhibition. They took me to the exhibition one round. And then next time they say, you explain. I start explaining. And then after that, I don't know Hindi, but Baba taught me so fast. Then they asked me to translate into our local language. So it's not something that, you know, you are taught in a classroom. Many of us have come to this role very naturally. And of course, nowadays, we have certain system. We have teachers training. We have 7 days course training. So that people can have the right understanding But there is nothing like a ceremony or anything we do, giving them a title, an award, doctorate award, like that, you know. They will automatically, through their practical life, they begin to play that role. Like Mama came. And next day Mama came with the inculcation of what Baba said in the last night class. And she came like that every day. And so Baba saw that she got the potential, that she can imbibe what Baba says. And so Baba gave her the role of being goddess of knowledge, Mama. She became the Yajna mother, you know. So we reveal our role through our dharana. So when we reveal our role through dharana, it's real. So we don't have any kind of ceremonies or anything. But of course, when we come to Madhuban sometime, they used to have in the past, now no more, no surrender ceremony or 25, just an acknowledgement that these souls have been with Baba for 25. Just an acknowledgement, not a real ceremony. Okay, so let us have few minutes meditation, and today you will get imperishable toli. You know what it is? Blessing. You cannot eat. You can keep on practicing. So you can come on the stage to take the blessing after 3 minutes meditation. Thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of your Brahmin life.